At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Good morning. Welcome to the Shepherd and Bella Show. I hope everyone is having a great Thursday morning. It's already almost the end of the month, and there is a lot to talk about in the news. This morning, I've got to lay out the simple truth that Americans have been lied to about almost everything. And guess what? They love it. Think about it. Every major event, every so-called fact that they've been spoon-fed since they were children, every political movement, every war, crisis, it's all been manufactured, manipulated, and scripted to keep us distracted, divided, and most importantly, obedient. And what do most people do? Guess what? They eat it up. They defend the very system that is enslaving them. They attack anyone who dares to ask questions. They mock the truth while worshiping their captors. Why? Because it's easier, because it's comfortable, because it's too damn terrifying for them to face. The media tells them what to believe. The government tells them what to fear. Corporations tell them what to buy. And they comply happily. But not here. This morning, we're going to tear into the biggest lies that have shaped the country and brainwashed the masses. We're going to talk about the history that's been rewritten, how elections are engineered, and the medical system is a racket. And everything you were taught has been designed to keep you under control. The question is, are you ready to break free? Buckle up. Let's start the truth. So, first of all, let's get into a little bit of news. Gene Hackman is in the news again because he, his wife, and his dog have been found dead in their Santa Fe mansion. And there's a mystery surrounding the death of Gene Hackman, but the media is saying it is completely normal. There is nothing to see here. Officers found Hackman, who's 95 years old, his wife, 64, and the pet dead when they performed a welfare check at their Santa Fe home around 1:45 p.m. yesterday. And the county sheriff's deputies say they do not believe that foul play was a factor in their deaths, but the exact cause of death has not been determined. Now, while public attention will focus on Hackman and his wife, officers say they're likely to include the dog in their investigation to help them piece together their last moments. It was their final destination. Hackman, a two-time Oscar winner with an estimated net worth of $80 million, became somewhat of a recluse in his final years. He was rarely seen in public. The actor was known to be fond of dogs and had rescued two stray German shepherds that wandered into the stadium in Baltimore where he was filming scenes for The Replacements in 1999. So they're showing pictures. I don't know if you guys remember that Deep State movie that Gene Hackman was in. That was a very good film. So there's that in the news. And Americans are fed up and they say that living in the U.S. is no longer enjoyable. Now, the media is always 2 and 3 years behind the times. I've been warning people about this for years. I left the country because I was fed up with it. And I let people know how much better it is in a foreign country. It's far better than America. Literally everything is better. Now there's economic pressures in America and tensions are rising and Americans are setting their sights beyond the borders for a quality of life. They are starting to figure out what I figured out years ago, and they're now starting to let it go through their mind that, wow, Shepherd actually knew what he was talking about. Not only knew what he was talking about, but he knew years in advance. Now, in the shadow of rising house costs, healthcare concerns, and growing social divisions, a striking number of Americans are considering the future outside the United States. According to a recent survey, 17% of American adults want to move internationally within the next 5 years. That's right. They want to get out of the United States where they reside because they absolutely cannot stand it anymore. The U.S. has become complete trash. It's a complete cesspool. And millennials are leading the way. They've emerged as the group that's most eager to get out of the U.S., with 25% wanting to relocate abroad. And this also, people wanting to move to Canada, Mexico, and other countries. Who can blame Americans? I mean, egg prices, ladies and gentlemen, inflation. You cannot survive in America anymore off the pennies that they pay Americans to do work. It's just ridiculous. I know often in the past in the U.S., just some of the cities I had to live in for work, I had to make $5,000 and $10,000 a month just to live a bare minimum life because, you know, rent in some of these cities is $5,000 a month if you live in certain places. And, then there's groceries and bills on top of it. Gas. I know when I lived in Hawaii, my gas bill was $1,200 per month, every month, regardless. And egg prices are expected to rise. And Americans are now smuggling eggs from Mexico. It's become a new thing that America has to smuggle everything from Mexico. Now just regular items because they can't afford them. And people are risking jail time and prison time to smuggle these eggs back across the border just to eat. And eventually Americans won't have any food because AI will take over, and AI will take over all the jobs. And egg prices are already at an all-time high. I mean, they are at an all-time high, and it is absolutely unprecedented. And the Department of Agriculture projects that eggs are expected to increase another 41%. That's right. Eggs will be $15 a carton. Ladies and gentlemen, I can get 2.5 dozen eggs here for about $2.50. I get a whole flat of the best eggs you've ever had in your life. Literally far better tasting than the eggs in America. The shells are far better. Everything is far better about them, and they only cost $2.50 for 2.5 dozen eggs. I think I'll start selling them to Americans. This is unbelievable. what a breakfast meal in America is going to cost pretty soon, $20, $30, $40. I know in the town I was living in, a steak at the grocery store was $25 and $30 just for one ribeye steak. Then you still have to cook it, burn energy to cook it. You have to have your sides. You know, you're looking at a $40 and $50 meal. Someone could spend $200 a day on food, and it's just unsustainable. But Americans love being slaves. They love paying all their taxes. They love buying houses and saving up money for their whole life, and they love buying these houses that they just rent because the government charges them property tax, and they will never own that. And as soon as they don't pay that property tax, even if they paid millions of dollars for their property, they're just going to get their house taken from them, because you know why? They're slaves to the American government. They are slaves. You're indentured servants. You will never own anything as an American, and America has totally fallen out, and they are just going to give all this money that they are saving with Doge and all this stuff to Israel in the end, and you will get nothing, and Americans will eat it up. They love it. They eat it up. Another lie that's been going around is they're going to release the Epstein files. They absolutely will not release Epstein files. I have dozens of pictures of Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein. The FBI knew about Epstein back in 1990s. I'm going to play a quick clip.
Where is the black book now?
The FBI has it. The FBI did a sting. Alfredo Rodriguez, we talked about a little bit earlier, he wanted to sell the black book to one of the attorneys that was launching civil suits at Jeffrey Epstein that was representing some of the victims. And he called the attorney, and the attorney called the FBI, and the FBI did a sting. So the FBI has the black book. I was fortunate enough to get a copy of it.
So the FBI has the black book. They've done nothing with it.
When Epstein got taken down, the FBI opened his safe, and he had hundreds of DVDs.
So they have all the DVDs.
They have all the DVDs.
They have the black book. They literally have everything.
And guess what? They'll never tell the American people one thing about it. That's the thing. Let's talk about these kids that are being child trafficked, and then they use them in human hunting parties and kill them and eat them and all this stuff. This guy, Robert David Steele, talking about this.
In some cases, bred by families as a cash crop. We have people in the United States of America that breed children in order to sell them. And when they are sold, they come without birth certificates, which means it's easier to kill them. And have no one ask.
That's how they get them into the McDonald's
burger. Importing children.
No one will ask where they went.
Again, children who have no documentation. It's not just child slavery or child sex abuse. It's also child torture, because you have adrenalized blood. You have the whole blood drinking ceremony of the satanic world. It's also the use of children for harvesting body organs. And then you have ritual ceremonies and ritual murder. As well as incidental murder. Most organizations that end up being used to prey on children, Oxfam is a recent example, all of the United Nations organizations, the Boy Scouts of America, all of the child services agencies across the United States of America, they did not start out as
Hello? Are we back? All right. I don't know what happened right there. Hopefully, we are still live. Now, USAID has been paying Obama $2.5 million per year since 2014 when he passed it as part of a royalty deal.
So USAID has been giving Barack Obama $2.5 million a year since 2014 for passing the Obamacare Act. It's like it's like royalties. He gets royalties for passing this healthcare disaster. $2.5 million, that's been cut now. What the fuck?
All right, so there you have it. You know, just they've been getting bought and paid for, you know, paid off the whole time. It's unbelievable, but Americans will never see a dollar of any of this money. that they are saving. They won't even release the Epstein files or anything like that. They're, you know, basically the U.S. is set up for failure. The things are going to get tighter. It's going to squeeze every last American. AI is going to take every last job. They're going to give all the energy and power to AI and divert your power as American humans away, and they're going to divert it to AI and AI factories and robotic factories and more robots, and there will be nothing left for Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, please support the show. You can also get my book, Hidden Access, Forces Beyond the Invisible World. It's one of the best books out there. People are raving about it. You can find it in paperback and hard copy at your favorite bookstore. Links below. Support the show. Help keep everything running. I got tons of bills due. I love you guys. I'll be back on later today with an epic show. Oh, it's going to be a deep dive. Y'all got to be here. We'll see you 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. Shepherd and Bella Show. We're out. See you. Guys, have you take care and have a great morning and a great day.